This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Around 60 people concerned about the proposed 4,500 home development turned out last night for a meeting question and answer session with County Commissioner Laverne Coleman. Coleman organized the meeting at Lake Waccamaw First Baptist Church. None of those in attendance at the meeting were in favor of the project. We have much more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. County commissioners on Monday will be asked to approve the new municipal tax collection agreements. Lake Waccamaw, Chavern, and Whiteville are not entering into new contracts with Columbus County. A Fayetteville man has been charged with murder in the death of a missing Bladen County man. Nikolai Hibbing, age 21, was arrested in Tennessee in connection with the death of 81-year-old William Lowry of the Ammon community. Lowry was last seen hitchhiking near his home in August of 2024. Hibbing allegedly bragged about killing animals and said he wanted to take a human life. Brightspeed Internet has been awarded a contract to provide high-speed internet access to another 400 homes and businesses in Columbus County. Governor Josh Stein announced the grant award yesterday. The infrastructure is being paid for through $58 million in matching grants between federal funds and broadband providers in about 26 counties in North Carolina. State officials are on high alert due to pro-immigration rallies set for multiple locations in North Carolina on Saturday. Rallies are planned for Wilmington, Leland, Asheville, and multiple locations in the state capitol. The NoKings.org effort is being organized in support of anti-ICE riots going on in California and to counter President Donald Trump's military parade in the nation's capital that is set for Saturday to celebrate Flag Day. A 19-year-old woman has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon and firing into an occupied vehicle in Columbus County. Andrana Shea Davis of Pleasant Hill Road allegedly shattered a woman's windshield with a cinder block and then shot her twice on Haynes Lennon Road. Davis is being held under no bond. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a flag retirement ceremony tomorrow, which of course is Flag Day. It can start at 9 a.m. Anyone with a worn or unserviceable American flag may bring it to the park for the proper disposal. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Whiteville in the New Hope community. Whiteville Police and Whiteville Nutrition are going to host Shakes and Teas Monday from 11 until 2 at Whiteville Nutrition. It's an opportunity to meet WPD officers and enjoy some healthy beverages on a hot summer's day. Again, that's from 11 until 2 at Whiteville Nutrition in downtown Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to host the Hoedown at Sundown Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the market. There'll be music, dancing, food and food trucks, games, a photo booth, and much more. Cost is $15 for couples, $10 for adults, and $5 for children 10 years and under. The Farmers Market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. And remember, it's open every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.